This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Does anybody hate the Seahawks anymore? Is this not the rivalry that it was? Like, they beat them up on Thursday Night Football, and it felt good to shut up the 12s. But there were so many Niner fans up there. So many Niner fans.
I watched a video maybe 3 weeks ago that I sent to the group chat. You know those TikTok videos? It was like interviewing a bunch of Seattle fans, and it was at a Seattle game. This is the Seahawks fans. I want to make sure I'm clear here. And they go, who's the biggest rival? And every one of them, the Niners. We hate the Niners. And I'm thinking to myself, like, wow, this kind of reminds me of the Niners with the Chiefs, where the Niners think that the Chiefs are their rival, yet the Chiefs do not view the Niners as their rival. And at one point in time, if you'd asked a ton of Niner fans, they would have said, oh, yeah, I hate the Seahawks the most. And it's a moving target. It's always going to change. Yeah. I just don't feel the hatred. And I think it's baked into the fact, not only have they won six in a row, I think it's the Geno factor.
Geno is, you know, he's not their Russ. Own. He's not Russ. They don't have that villain anymore.
No,
they used to have Michael Bennett, Pete Carroll, of course, and Russell Wilson, and Richard Sherman, and Cam Chancellor, Earl Thomas. Who's their villain? Is DK a villain, or do you like DK?
I like DK.
Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Yeah, good guy.
Yeah, like DK, you don't hate him?
Well, you're also forgetting the guy that just haunted Niner fans, Bobby Wagner. Bobby Wagner is an all-time player.
They don't have anybody like that.
No. He's actually playing good for Washington.
Who do they, like, they don't have a villain.
It just doesn't hit. And I don't even know, like, if you were to ask me, hey, Shasky, if you were to ask the fan base, what's the number one rival currently to the Niners? I don't even know if most people would say the Cowboys. I don't even think the Chiefs.
Think, like, they say Philly?
I feel like that's dissipated a little.
Yeah, and they're not going to play in the regular season.
You know, like, at one point, we would all say the New York Giants, right? Like, in the 80s. Maybe even at the beginning of the Harbaugh era. You know, the Saints were a big rival for a long time. I just, right now, I feel like our biggest rival, and this is going to sound controversial, other Niner fans. What? We love to just argue, like, are you in on Shanahan or out? Are you in on Purdy or are you out? Do you like Debo or are you out? Do you like Bosa or are you out? Like, we just want to fight amongst each other. Our biggest rival is, you know, whoever you don't like on the team, you going at that fan base, that group of fans that like that guy. It's like, we're like a team divided.
Is that where we're at in sports?
Yeah, well, our fans? Number one enemy is the civil war.
Fans, though? Because it feels like there's content creators. There's beat writers, there's bloggers, there's analysts, there's guys funking left and right. Niners Twitter's a disaster. It looks like it's just everybody's going at each other. So you might be right that the biggest rivalry might be within the old damn fan base. And at times, I'm not going to lie, it's not all Niner fans, because when I go to the Niner games, you know, Niner games are fun and everybody's united. Everybody's rooting for the same thing. But when I get on this station and I look online, it's a different ball game. So I don't think that's real life. I think what's happening on X and what's happening on Facebook and what's YouTube. Happening on Sports Talk Radio and YouTube and people fighting with each other and bitching and moaning about God knows what. I've been really disappointed with that segment of the fans.
Well,
how spoiled you are. Go ahead.
A part of me wishes, and this is, listen to what I'm saying. A part of me wishes we can go back to a simpler time. And what I mean by that is when teams start losing, we separate the real from the fake.
Yep.
And I'd never want to lose. That's not what I'm saying. But in terms of the simplicity of, are you a Niner fan? Yes or no? I miss that. And now it's, do you like Shanahan? Should Shanahan go? Do you like Purdy? No, Purdy's weak. He shouldn't get paid. Like, we're arguing about the dumbest of dumb. I liked it when we were just like, can we just be relevant? I want to go back to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right now we're about to play Seattle. You know what people are going to do if we beat Seattle? We're going to grade it on a curve. We're going to come in the next day, and people are going to be like, yeah, but.
It's like college football.
Brock Purdy did throw a couple interceptable passes. Yeah, but Kyle and the clock management. Yeah, but you know what? The special teams. Hey, look, don't get me wrong. All these things bother me, too. But, like, it's so over the top. It used to be the Niners win. I was thrilled all week. Now it's like the Niners didn't win the way I wanted them to. I'm angry. It's like, really?
You know,
that's what we've become?
No, well.
Spoiled?
Well, no. When you think about the Warriors and you were saying, you know, I want to see them in a close game. I want to see them in a close game. Deal with adversity. Deal with resiliency. And we've seen them in a couple close games now and they've won them. And a lot of people are happy as hell about the Warriors. And, man, where could this team go? Well, it's early, and they've caught some breaks here against opposing teams, not being at full strength. But, hey, you got to do what you got to do, and you got to stack wins, and that's what the Warriors are doing. So I'm not going to complain about that. But what I'm saying here is that we want to see them go through tough games. Well, same thing with the 49ers. They just went through a tough game in Tampa Bay. You have to deal with adversity. Your kicker's not making kicks. You're down in the fourth quarter. It's 90 degrees. Tampa Bay has you wearing red jerseys. It's hot. People are cramping. Bosa's hurt. Guys are limping all over the place. And they dealt with adversity. They dealt with the resiliency. They went out there and got a win with Juwan Jennings and Ricky Pierce all leading the way on the final drive alongside Brock Purdy. And they got the win. And yet people are bitching about it, about how it looked. Even though Tampa Bay's beating up on Philadelphia, they beat the Lions in Detroit. They beat the Lions in Detroit, folks. All right, in case you're wondering, Tampa Bay beat the Lions in Detroit. All right? They've lost a heartbreaker to Atlanta twice. Twice. Heartbreakers. So that's not a bad football team, but they were shorthanded. They're a well-coached team, even though Bowles makes some decisions that makes me scratch my head. But people are bitching and moaning about the way the Niners are winning, and I don't get it. Don't we like turbulence? Don't we like the ups and downs of a game, of a journey or whatnot? The Niners are 5-4. They control their destiny once again in the NFC West. All they have to do is handle their business and just win football games.
You were talking about like...
We're spoiled as
fans. No, I don't even think...
I've been really disappointed with the fan base.
You know what it is? I've diagnosed it. I'm telling you, the YouTube and sports talk radio... And internet fans, okay, and I'm blanketing them, and I know there are a lot of good ones. All right, they're spoiled, and they're looking for things to nitpick and get angry about. All right, at the end of the day, when the team wins and you go to the game and you're bouncing coming out of the stadium, there's nothing like that. There's nothing like that authenticity, all right? And I do believe that when the team started winning, a lot of people started cutting out angles of how they could be the biggest hater, and it's been, you know, wildly successful for a lot of people. And my thing is like, hey, yo, when I'm spending top dollar to go to these games, and I'm taking my mom on Sunday, for example, you know what I want to see? A freaking win. And yeah, if the kicker misses three kicks, it's going to tick me off. But if he makes the last one and we win and we walk out of there with a W and we beat the Seahawks for the seventh straight time and we go on a three-game winning streak and we essentially put the nail in the coffin on the Seahawks, you know what I'm going to be doing? Strutting back to my car as I caravan home a couple of drunk ladies. Like that, and I'm going to be happy, and my week is going to be made. I feel like, and again, I'm guilty of this at times, because trust me, I did it with Jimmy G, but my goodness, this team brings me a lot of joy, and I want to see them get back into the playoffs, win the division, and it starts by winning on Sunday.
You bring up Jimmy G. I think that's maybe where it started. we bring up Jimmy Garoppolo. That's maybe where it started on Sunday Night Football. When we took a call on the post-game show overtime after the Niners beat Green Bay, I think it was like 37-8. They beat the hell out of Green Bay.
They did. They destroyed them.
And a caller came in complaining about the ball placement of Jimmy Garoppolo and this and that and how this and... I'm like, dude, they're 8-1. They're rolling. They're rolling right now. And in the Minnesota game, we know the infamous Minnesota game. I'm like, dude, I'm not complaining over how a playoff win looks. Playoffs are going to be ugly. Brock Purdy just had an ugly playoff win against Green Bay, but you know what? It's a win. It was an ugly win against Detroit, but it's a damn win. So, I just...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I personally don't get it. I don't get what's happening with the sports fan. It's a new age sports fan where we start nitpicking ways like it's the BCS. Like you don't need to blow teams out. Like Ohio State back in the day needed to blow out Youngstown State 62-7 to make sure it looks good. Or Nebraska running up to score the old Big 8 against teams like Iowa State or Kansas to stay at number one and say, hey, look at us. We're the highest ever scoring team. No, you don't need to do that in the NFL. You watch these games. The Rams just lost on Monday night. Rumors came in Monday saying, last weekend was nasty for a lot of teams.
A lot of teams.
Minnesota won 12-7, all right? Detroit threw five picks and had some way, somehow won a football game. Who else?
Well, 10 days prior, it was Baltimore-Cleveland.
Baltimore-Cleveland.
Remember, Cleveland beat Baltimore.
Cleveland beat Baltimore.
Which is insane.
Cleveland beat Baltimore.
With Jameis.
You know, so last weekend was an ugly week. And it was one of those weeks where it's like, if you don't win, you're going to separate yourself from the pack in the wrong direction. And so you get Kansas City surviving against Denver. You get New Orleans. Who had New Orleans beating Atlanta?
Not me.
You know, I certainly did.
I thought their season was over.
I didn't have Chicago losing to New England at home 19-3.
No, and then blowing out their staff.
Right. So Arizona blowing out the Jets, and the Rams losing on Monday night to the Miami Dolphins and Tua Tagovailoa. I'm not nitpicking on wins anymore. Just win and survive and stay in the race. So, but I don't know why I had to be about style points with this Shedahead crew.
Let me ask you a very simple question. Bonte, Bay Area, the audience. What did you learn now that we've had some days? And I know we've been talking a lot of Warriors and Clay and everything. We've now had a moment to digest the win, okay? The Niners versus Tampa Bay. What did we learn? What have we learned about this year's team?
I learned that they have resiliency. That's what I keep learning about this team, that they can fight through adversity. That's what Fred Warner and Nick Bosa, and you get Deominor Lenore now, and you got Brock Purdy, and you got George Kittle, and Deebo Samuel, and Ricky Pierce. I learned that this group, just like last year's group, and the group before, and the group before the last 5 years under Kyle Shanahan, they can deal with adversity. That was an adverse situation in the regular season this team has faced in many years. Having your kicker miss three kicks.
And
Shanahan going crazy in the fourth quarter, about to break the tablet. It's hot. You need a defense to stop. Hell, Tampa Bay could have won the game. Brady said, now you're inside this area. Now you're thinking win the game. And you're able to hold them to a field goal. What I learned is that this team is tough as nails. They're resilient. With everything they've gone through this season, Shasky, with the Ayuk situation, with the Trent situation, with the Ricky Pearsall situation, with the
Trent.
McCaffrey situation, with the Javon Hargrave situation, with the Talanoa Hufanga situation, with the Drake Greenlaw situation, with the Nick Sorensen situation, with the special team situation, I could go on and on and on. this team is as adverse as the team was a season ago, and it looked a little different. But they're tough as nails, man. That was a tough win on Sunday.
I have different observations. I would like to get into them. And I want to hear from the Niner fans out there. Like, this is the time. Like, we're playing the Seahawks. It's November. It's the middle. You could feel the cold. This is a moment to get a win against an NFC and NFC West opponent, end their season. Like, you are ending their season. It's over for them if you win on Sunday.
888-957-9570 is the number. 888-957-9570 is the number.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.